Hello?
Hello, sir. Am I speaking with Kent?
You are.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting a survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Nope. Very well. Let's continue in that case. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am 18 or older.
And registered to vote, right? Are you a registered voter?
Yes, I am a registered voter.
Thank you so much. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yep.
Are the chances 50-50? Definitely vote. Thank you, sir. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
What?
What is your age?
I'm 30.
30, thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is Black Lives Matter, or BLM. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
Let's go with 80.
80. Okay, very well. Next one is Donald Trump. How do you feel about Mr. Trump?
0.
0. Public schools. How do you feel about public schools?
90.
Thank you, sir. The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
Never heard
how
of
do
them.
You feel? Never heard of them.
Never heard of
well,
them.
Sure. Let me enter the code for that. And how do you feel about President Biden, Joe Biden?
70.
Okay. How do you feel about public charter schools?
How do I feel about public charter schools?
Right.
40?
Excuse me, 40?
40.
40, okay. How do you feel about critical race theory, or CRT?
70.
70. How do you feel about your local school board?
No opinion. Don't really know anything about them.
All right. No opinion. And how do you feel about public school teachers?
70? I mean, some are really great and some not
70.
Good.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. Very well. Let's move on. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair, okay. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I have no idea.
No idea, okay. So don't know. Okay, let me...
Correct.
Let me enter that then. Go back there. Okay, some people view education as means to prepare the students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means public schools do not prepare the students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first topic is, compete for and get good jobs in the future, a global job market. How good do you think that children are prepared for that in public schools from 0 to 10?
Let's go with 70?
It's a 0 to 10. You can have to choose
seven.
A number from 0 to 7. Very well. Next topic is understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. How well do you think children are prepared for that?
I'm going to go with 4.
4, okay. Next topic is develop critical thinking skills. How well do you think they are prepared for that? Hello?
8.
8, okay, very well. And how well do you think public school teach children to develop social skills?
9,
okay. Next topic, grasp the academic basic of reading, writing, and math. How well do you think they are prepared for that? Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. How well do you think public schools are preparing children for that?
10.
10, okay. And next topic, be ready for higher education, like college. How well do you think children are preparing public schools for that?
Let's go with 8.
8. Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. Thank you so much. Almost there. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Could you repeat that?
Yes. Would you say that your state spends just the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes? No?
Yeah.
No. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
Would you agree strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, sir. Moving on, how much have you heard, seen, or read about the attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all? A lot? Is that correct?
Yep, a lot.
Thank
yep.
you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first statement says, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree with that.
Strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Yes.
Somewhat agree? Is that correct?
Yes, somewhat is correct.
Thank you, sir. Next statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Sorry, do I agree with what exactly?
Yes, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I do agree with that.
Strongly agree, sir, or somewhat agree?
I guess let's go with strongly.
Strongly, very well. One more. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree strongly or somewhat or disagree?
Strongly.
Strongly agree? Thank you, sir. Very well. Let's move on. Almost done, sir. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is increasing teacher pay. Do you support or oppose that idea?
Strongly support.
Strongly support, thank you. Next idea, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Support or oppose?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Next idea, removing books from the school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you support or oppose that idea?
I oppose that idea.
Strongly oppose or just somewhat oppose?
Not strongly, because there are...
Somewhat oppose?
Somewhat. Yeah, somewhat oppose.
And next idea, adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Do you
repeat that?
Yeah. The idea is adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Do you support or oppose? Yeah, the idea is adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Do you support or oppose the idea of having security guards at the schools?
I don't know. I guess I somewhat oppose it.
Somewhat oppose. Okay, very well. One more. Next idea is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Support or oppose?
Support.
A strong support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Let's move on. Almost done here. Some cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay, very well. Almost done, sir. We are 81% right now. Just after this battery of questions, we only have four more. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10, sir? You can choose any number in between.
What?
How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. One more. Let's move on. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in a school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math, equations, or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions of us as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
Seven,
okay, and just one more. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books target include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing do you find that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
Nine,
thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Strongly agree? Or somewhat
strongly agree.
And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum. Agree or disagree, sir?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Very well. Let's move on. Let's finish this. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have not yet graduated college, but I've gotten very close.
Bachelor's degree or postgraduate?
Bachelor's. So the last year of schooling I completed was my junior year of college.
Okay, very well, bachelor's. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker? Sir?
I am employed.
Employed? Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Unmarried, living with a partner? Is that it?
No, I'm single.
Single, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
Not so strong, very well. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. And also, you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Have I attended a public school in the last 10 years?
If you had a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
No. And do you have a child who attended a chartered school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Never?
Never. Or hardly ever.
Which one? Never or hardly ever?
Hardly ever.
Thank you, sir. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you or to someone in your household?
No.
No. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does this apply to you or to someone else in your household?
No.
No. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Suburban.
Suburban. This concludes our service. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your participation, sir. You were very kind. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.